With 25% off all new and up to 70% off previously leased furnishings, do you really need a better reason to party? We don't think so. Come visit our new Court Furniture Clearance Center with more than 9,000 square feet of new and previously leased furniture and decor for your home and office. Sofas from $199.99, bedroom sets from $399.99, dining sets from $299.99, and more. Free food, prizes, and fun all weekend long at our Chandelier Court Furniture Clearance Center at 13946 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, or go online at courtclearancefurniture.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining in. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. How are you doing? The holidays are here. They've been here for a while, but people keep saying the holidays are almost here. No, they're here. They've been here for a while. And everybody, I'm sure, is running around crazy, with their head just about cut off, trying to find presents and gifts and, you know, spend money and all that. So I am just glad that you're taking time out of your busy, busy, busy schedule to take some time to listen to something that's going to help you. Because today we're talking all about you, and we're talking about how it takes a village to achieve success. And believe me, I know, because I have a village surrounding me. I always have had that. And if I was without one or two of the members of my village, I always felt so lost. So today we're going to talk about how you can create your village, what your village means to you, and how it's going to help you achieve success toward the end. I mean, we just got like a week or so left, right, of 2018. There's still time to make some money and achieve some success there so you can close out the year strong. And then how you can make 2019 like your best year ever, your most successful year ever, because that's what I'm doing. I'm very transparent about through what's happening with me, what I'm doing, and all that. And I want you to be along on this ride. So let's dive in to what we're doing, because we don't want to miss out on anything, right? We want to be right there doing what we need to do. So first of all, I have a question for you. Are you a pioneer man or woman? I say man or woman because I work with mainly women entrepreneurs, but a few great men in there too. And the men who are brave enough to work with someone who works with only women. Because it's awesome. It's fun because, you know, not everybody goes with everybody else, and we have to be careful. We have to work with the people who are really going to help us. Sometimes we need opposing energies. Sometimes we need complementary energies. And, you know, sometimes a pioneer man or woman. And what do I mean by that? I mean, are you a person that feels that you have to go out into new land, whether it's, you know, new business areas, and do everything yourself? So let's just look at it figuratively. There isn't a whole lot of new land to, you know, there's no new land being created, but let's just play along with me here. So you're going out in the field. You are chopping down the trees. You are, you know, clearing the land. You're building a log cabin. You're bringing in the wood. You're making the fire, making the food, everything all by yourself. It's you, because you are the one doing it, right? It doesn't have to be that way, because I'm telling you, if you feel like you're the only one who's out there doing things like that, like you're alone. You probably feel that no one else is there to help you. No one else can help you at all, or no one else knows what you're going through. And I'm here to tell you that that is totally wrong, because there are so many entrepreneurs out there that know not only exactly what you're going through, they've most likely been through what you're going through themselves right there. You know, there are people that have done what you've done, that have done what you're thinking about doing, and have done what you're going to do. And they could give you a heads up on that ain't going to work, or this is the best way that I've found to achieve that. Or they can say, I wanted to try this. Maybe you will have better luck with it. You know what I'm saying? So don't feel like you're the pioneer woman out there trying to do it all by yourself. And that really comes into play when we're talking about marketing. I was on a conversation this morning with Donna Price, someone who I actually virtually met at the Lyft conference in 2016. We kind of missed each other in 2017 and 2018, but now we finally got a chance to hook up and actually talk. And she was saying, she does marketing too. She does a different brand of marketing than I do, which is fantastic because you know what that means. We get to collaborate, right? She's going to be part of my village. I'm just so excited about it. So anyway, she was talking with the company. She said doing an exploratory type thing. And they said, well, we don't do any marketing at all. But what we do is, you know, we do some webinars. We send stuff to people out on our list. And it was one other thing that they did. And she and I looked at each other and just busted out laughing. I'm like, that's marketing, right? Yeah. Marketing is just telling people about what you're doing. The end all and the be all. It is telling people what you're doing in the way that works best for you and the way that the people want to listen. So if you're trying to be the pioneer woman out there with marketing, you're going for every single thing that's coming out, you're looking at this stuff, and then you're thinking like, oh my God, I can never do any of this because it is just hurting my head, or you're trying to go out there and explore and find things and it's not working, then I'm talking to you. If you have been trying everything in the whole wide world of marketing, which is a lot, I'm telling you, because there are several things that I do not do, don't want to do, won't probably ever do, and you have to figure out you have to define your marketing strategy. What is it that you're going to do? Are you going to use webinars? Are you going to use email marketing? Maybe you're going to do some video. Maybe you love social media. Even if you do any or all of those things, you don't have to be on every social media platform. Maybe you just like Instagram. Maybe Facebook is your favorite. It doesn't matter which one. Pick one and go to it. See if your audience is there, because the thing is, if your audience is not there, it doesn't matter what you like. You're never going to find success because your audience ain't there. And that's kind of how it goes, right? So it does. You don't have to that it's felling the trees and it's kind of doing everything by yourself, because you can create a village for yourself, a village of people who understand what you're going through, a village of people who will be there for you to help you when you're down, to pick you up when you're down, to dust you off when you fall down, and to help you stand up straight and start walking forward again, forward into the light, so you can see what you need to do. I know that it's possible because guess what? I've been able to do that myself. I've been doing it so very, very long, and I tell you right now, I could not do without some key people in my life. Number one is my husband, Alvin. I could not do without him. I could not do without the certainty and the support and the awesomeness that he brings into my life. So I couldn't do without his love and his support. So, he helped me away. But I have some other people that I can turn to, because when I wrote my book, guess what? I needed them to help me. Anita Henderson was one. She was my author coach. When I first came to her with the idea about doing the book, she said, oh, that's great, because that's what she does. She helps you get a book, all right? And I told her my idea, and she said, oh, Carol, that sounds good. Let's talk about it a little bit more. And so we totally went through, and the book that is published now was nothing like the thing. It most certainly is, because my book now, which is the goal that I set, is an Amazon number one international bestseller. I never dreamed about that part. I only wanted to get bestseller. That's all I wanted. It's just bestseller. That's all I wanted. But it's an Amazon number one international bestseller. And it's mainly because of Anita and the time that she spent with me in getting the book together, getting clear on my message, you know, creating the template of what I would use to create each story, each chapter, and everything. And then also, I can't leave out the other two parts of my village and getting that book together, and that's Candace L. Davis, who is my editor extraordinaire. Because of the work that Anita and I did together with the book, her work was so much easier. And she was good. But not only that, but she came forward with her ideas about, you know, how to structure some sentences, some chapters and all that. And she made sure that I did not lose my voice in there, that you could still read it and know that Carol J. Dunlop had written this. If you knew me at all, if you know me at all, you knew that I had written some stuff. And of course, everything wasn't what they said. We had to go back and forth. And I said, I like this. They said that. And, you know, it was something that we did together and it was wonderful. It came out. It was great. So those are, and then the other part of my village was my beta readers. So I never even heard about beta readers until I met with Anita, and she said, first thing I want you to do is think of 10 people that you could send this book to. And we're actually going to send it to 7. Out of those 10, we'll probably get 7. And out of that 7, insight. On my connection, I just want to apologize for that. I'm not surprised because it is raining cats and dogs outside. It's a gloomy, yucky day, so please bear with me if you hear these little noises. I don't know what the frequency must be checking in or something. I have no idea, so I want to apologize for that, but hopefully everything else is clear and you can hear everything else. So that was, you know, that was my book village. And those ladies, those people are still a part of the village that I have going on right now. And I can lean on them at any time. As a matter of fact, one of my beta readers, I was supposed to do something and it's just this ledge because I'm about to jump. And she called me right back, Carol, what's going on? And I told her, and she helped talk me through it. And it was great to know that I had someone to lean on. I didn't have to just go out there and chop all the trees down and take all the bark off and roll the logs and, you know, put it together. I had some people help me, and that was really great. So I want to say again that other people know just as much or more than you do. And some people know less than you in one thing, but in other things they're great. So this other example I have for you is my book launch, because when I spoke on the show last week, I talked about my book launch was coming up. And so it went off positively awesome. I had such a great time at the launch. It was kind of like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I am so excited about it, and I know it's going to be great, and it turned out that way. I was able to welcome in, let's see, we had 12 attendees. Yay! So, and the room that we had it in was full because we had it set up like a classroom style. It was awesome. I got to see 8-time Mr. Olympia Lee Haney and his wife Shirley came out. I had clients come out. I had some new connections come out, so it was great. But the main thing do, which I learned in my first, I actually did this in my first book launch earlier, on Small Business Saturday, was the power of masterminding. Now, I didn't initially set out to do it like that. I had a whole, you know, a workshop schedule and what I was going to do and how I was going to say it, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to turn out. And I just let it organically unfold. And because I told everyone what we were doing and how much success we had had with it before, they were willing and open to do it. And that was like a whole mastermind session. So what we wound up doing was each person introduced themselves, talked about who they served, their audience and all that. And then they said one, the biggest marketing thing that they're struggling with, the biggest marketing strategy or piece that they're struggling with. And every person got to say what their one thing was. After we finished all the introductions, we went back around and started, you know, with the first person that started off, and that person was on the hot seat. So since it was a smaller crowd, you know, like 12 people, and we had two hours, it was great. Each person got to take an immense amount of time, I think, and equally shared amount of time so that they could discuss what was going on in their business and talk about what they were struggling with marketing-wise and get some solutions. Like, we had one person. Video was the main topic there. And I want to thank Lou Bartone, who actually submitted his book about video marketing, Video, A World Gone Video, and that was one of the prizes that we gave out. They didn't even know. I didn't even know how that would work out. That was just divinely, that was a divine intervention right there. So that was great. But I did get to give one of his, give his autographed book out. So that was wonderful. But there were two or three people that were talking about video, different things about video, but differently. And so this one person said that her thing with video is that she comes from a teaching background. So she always wants to have everything perfect, and she's worried about putting the plant in the screen, in the shot, and having the correct lighting, which is very important. She has the atmosphere, and her hair needs to look right, and her makeup needs to look right, and she's so critical of how she looks that she totally forgets about the content that she's delivering. So we brainstormed with her and came up with some reasons why she's resisting that. And basically, we were talking about baby boomers, because she is a baby boomer. I am too. She's a little bit older than me, but not by much, not by much. And you would never know it. You would never know it. She's as spry as anybody. And when she told me her age, I was like, wow. So anyway, it's the whole thing about the baby boomers being a little bit resistant to give up the control. That's why I think the social media thing is a bit hard for them, not me, but them to take on, because it's something totally new and different than you're used to. You know about the old stuff, business cards and, you know, sending out mailings and all that. But this social media thing, it moves so fast, and you got to be able to, you know, turn on the dime. So it's confusing. It can be overwhelming, and it can be hard to understand sometimes. So she was like, just giving up that control of knowing that if I do this post, how many people are going to look at it, read it, and reply back to it? We have no idea. So our solution that we finally came up with was to do a PowerPoint presentation. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but in PowerPoint, you can actually create a presentation, and you can use something called Audacity. And you Google Audacity for recording my voice. And you can, you know, do your whole PowerPoint presentation and then go through the presentation as you're flipping the slides and record it, record what you're doing, and then go back and marry the recording and the slides together and then create a video, and then boom, you got a video, put it up. You can put it on YouTube, you can put it on Instagram, you can put it on Facebook, you can put it on LinkedIn, whatever. She said that is amazing because now she has an option that she doesn't have to do live video if she doesn't want to. And she can do videos, which she really needs to, because video is what's hot right now. You need to be doing it. So that was her mastermind session, she came out with something that she could use right away. It was something that she wanted to do but didn't know how to accomplish. And because of all of us talking together, she figured it out. Doesn't that sound great? That's awesome, right? So, and this came from people who, they're not even doing video themselves now, some of them. Some of them are. Some of them have, like, different levels of skin in the game with video comes in. We also talked about Facebook advertising. And, you know, now if you're doing a lot of things on social media, Facebook is the best choice for figuring out your audience. So since it's, like, the cheapest option, you might as well use it. Go to Facebook, create an ad, you know, get your audience together. Don't do that boosting. If you're on your Facebook page and you post something, then it comes back and say, hey, you could boost this page. Do not fall for that. Do not do it, because you're adding to Facebook stock value, not your own. So what you can do instead is go inside of the ad manager. You can set up the same, quote-unquote, boosting ability for the post, but the difference is you can actually target exactly who you want to see it, and that's the great thing about Facebook ads too. You can target the audience down to, is it men or women? What is the age group? How much money do they make? Where do they live? What are their interests, which is the best thing. If they like You can target it toward TV shows they watch, magazines they read, and people that they follow. So you can get all that in. So if you know your audience, which I always talk about, who is your audience, what do they want from you, and what are you willing to about them, you can go into that. Caveat of that is that ads manager is confusing. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things to click on. So I'm just going to say this. Go into your Facebook page and look at the insights. That will tell you that'll give you the general demographics of people that you serve that are liking your page. If your page is all about business and it's not just friends and family, and you actually have some people that have liked your page that want to do business with you, then go in there and look at the insights. Facebook, go to your page, go to the insights, and look at, you know, the age groups, whether it's men and women, what percentage. It tells you everything about them. Then you can take that, create an audience, a custom audience out of that. Go in, click on the custom audience, create an age range that you want, a lot of the different demographics. Go down to the interests. Go down to interests and click some you either know or think that your people like. You know, do as many as you want. You know, get it down to where that little, there's a needle on the upper right-hand corner which says broad and specific. Get it down to the middle or lower as far as you can. Not broad. We don't want to just send it to 2 million people, because are 2 million people really seriously going to work with you? Get the people that actually want to work with you. Just narrow it down and see. And then what do? You send that sucker out and you test it. And then you look at the stats. Are people clicking? Are people resonating? Are they commenting? What are they doing? If they're not doing anything, then go back into the audience and tweak something. Change one thing. And those are the kind of things that we talked about at the book launch. Listen, people were like, wow, this is great. And we talked about a whole bunch of stuff, because, I mean, like 2 hours went by and people weren't even ready to go. But they were ready to eat, so thank God we had some food there. So that was great. So they all got something out of it. And guess what? I based all of that stuff off the content that's in my book. I took my book and I created this workshop, not just, hey, I love you for coming and get a copy of my book, pay me $20 and see you later. No, I wanted to get a lot of value. I wanted the people who attended to get value out of what they were coming in for. I didn't want it to be like a sea of sameness type thing. Book launch, hey, congratulations, yay, clap your hands, give me the money and go. Because I'm telling you, you're not going to make $1 million off a $20 book unless you're Michelle or Barack Obama or one of the other hundreds, not even thousands, but hundreds of big celebrities out there that have that draw to them. So I'm not. I know I'm not. I'm a celebrity in my own lane. That is okay. So it all turned out great. It was awesome. We had a great time. And, you know, it was really more than I even expected. Like when I started out with the book, I wanted to make bestseller, and I achieved more than I even expected by getting the Amazon number one international bestseller. So that was great. So now if this sounds like something that you're of sameness, you are looking to stop struggling and start profiting and stand out and get your audience to notice you and to buy from you, which is the end result. Because if they're not buying from you, you don't have a business. If you don't have a business, you're not making money. Not making money, you might as well go be an employee and get paid, you know, by the hour or by the month or whatever. But for those of us who embrace the real side of us, I got something for you. So this is what I'm doing. So I am looking for 10 people to work with. We're going to take over the next 3 months, I'm going to help you define your marketing strategy. Whatever the marketing strategy is that you love and will keep doing and makes you money, that's what we're up for. Is this you? So if you are ready to establish you, while you as the expert in your niche or industry, get your dream clients to buy from you, and you are ready to continually look at and uncover your limiting beliefs, your blocks, and anything that might get in the way of you implementing the things that you are going to get support on I want you to message me, to call me, because if you haven't started seeing results from your marketing efforts yet, I'd love to be the one to help get you there. Because I want you on this journey with me, this journey of success. Because it's starting right now, and it's rolling all the way into 2019, and we're going to make 2019 the bestest, total bestest year ever. So this is how you can connect with me. If you prefer social media and web contact, great. You can reach me on either one. Facebook or Instagram at CSI Corporation, and I want you to DM me, direct message me, and let me and say, Carol, tell me more. If you want to go to my website, go to CSICorporation.com, and I want you to go to the contact tab and just send me an email from there, because if you fill out the contact tab, it'll tell you, you know, what's your message. Do that. Tell me, Carol, I want more message on this. I want to be one of the 10 people you're working with for the next 3 months. Or if you want to just call me 678-883-2918. Again, the number is 678-883-2918 because I want to work with you. I'm looking for 10 people, 10 people who really want to get their marketing strategy defined. The one that you works for you, just like I did with the book launch. I have 10 strategies in my book, and we're actually utilizing the book as part of this. So I'm going to show you those low-cost, no-cost ways to help you stand out so that you can stop struggling and you can start profiting. And you can start getting in on that before the end of this year, because I want you to talk to me. I want you to do it like right now. If you're listening to me right now, you're live or you're listening to the download, go to your favorite social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, look up CSI Corporation, at CSI Corporation, and I want you to message me. If you're on Twitter, it's CSI Corporation also, at CSI Corporation, and message me, direct message me, DM me, whatever it is. Get a hold of me. You can go to my website, CSICorporation.com, go to the contact tab, send me an email, or you can call me, 678-883-2918, because I want to help you. I want of your village of success, the one that helps you get the marketing results you need, because marketing is huge. It's so vast. It's big, and there's so much to do. But inside that bigness and that vastness, inside that pioneer territory, is something that you love, and I'm going to help you find it, and you're going to use it to make it work. So I can't wait to connect with you. I can't wait to talk to you and see how we can make this. Looking to work with you, and you know, when we talk, it may seem like, Carol, you're not the one that I need to work with. Well, maybe I can find a resource for you that will help you. So either way, you're going to get some knowledge. You're going to get some knowledge nuggets. You're going to get some information. You're going to get a way that you can stop being that pioneer woman, stop doing the stuff all alone, and actually get your own village going, or village, whatever. You need a village. You can't do this all by yourself. You're not meant to be alone. God didn't make us to be alone. He saw that just when he created Adam, he was like, oh man, it's not meant to be alone. So he created Eve, and him and her together. So even from the beginning, we were never meant to be alone. And I know you're not meant to be alone on this. So anyway, connect with me. I can't wait to connect with you. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the website, CSICorporation.com, or call me, 678-883-2918. I can't wait to work with you. And I want to say Merry Christmas to you. So don't run around with like a chicken with his head cut off. Get yourself together. Connect with me. And we're going to close out this year strong and start 2019 awesomely. So I will see you again next week. Thanks for everything, and everyone, just stay safe out there. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.